Aaron Maloney, who's originally from
California
and now lives in California. So please welcome Aaron Maloney.
I don't know if this will be entertaining, but I hope it'll be interesting. I have been up a lot all night in all my life, and I didn't know why until just a few years ago. Usually, going to school or going to whatever I had to do in the morning was torture, but I learned to make myself be awake when I really felt like sleeping, kind of professional at that. And I moved to Hawaii about 24 years ago, and I think the thing got worse, but I won't tell you why. I'll keep that as a surprise. But it got worse, and I kind of lost it. I ended up getting disability because I couldn't function anymore. Well, actually, I functioned by working temporary jobs for quite a while. I just lived on basically nothing and no car, no extravagances. And got by okay, because I would figure I could work for a couple of days and I'd be okay. But if I worked for just a week, after Wednesday or Thursday, I would be just losing it because it would get harder and harder to wake up in the morning. I would go through a thing where I would just dread having to get up in the morning, and I would have dreams that I was getting up. I would have dreams in Technicolor. I could see the print on the toothpaste. I could taste the toothpaste, and I'd be brushing my teeth. And then I'd realize, no, this isn't a dream. I'm not awake. And then I would sometimes actually wake up, and I'd look at the clock. It's only 2:30 in the morning. And then I'd go back to sleep, and I'd wake up, and then I'd have a similar dream again. Oh, I've got to get It's time to get up. It's time to get up. And I'd see the print on the toothpaste and everything and realize, no, this is a dream. Look at the clock. It's only 4:30 in the morning now, and I do this all night long, stressing about waking up. Anyway, I moved to Hawaii, and I'll keep it as a surprise why I think it got worse. And I couldn't get enough temporary jobs. It was hard to get anything then, and I'd have to take jobs of a week or more, and I just stopped being able to function, and I got disability on the grounds of depression. I was ready to die. I got this disability, so I didn't have to work. I didn't think about doing the story, so I'm trying to make it interesting. Anyway, so I'll just give it away. I started seeing. So I had disability for several years, which was really a help. I'm really grateful. They kept me alive. But somewhere along the line, I saw something on the Discovery Channel or the Science Channel or something about this thing called circadian rhythm, which means it's your biological clock. It's circa means around. Circadian means day, around the clock. Your rhythm, and that there were things we've all heard about all our lives called night owl, early bird, and just day person, and that these were just normal genetic variation, and it wasn't shameful. I was like, I think it's culturally that it's considered virtuous to be an early bird, and reprehensible to go to bed late and get up late, and I had imposed that upon myself. I had tried to be virtuous and make myself get up early, and I just thought if I practiced it hard enough, I'd be able to do it, and it didn't work. And I remember when I was a kid going to school, even when I was going to just barely make it to school on time, I felt bad about myself still because I was just barely making it, but then I saw this thing on the Discovery Channel about this is normal genetic variation, like hair color and tall and short. It's all part of the normal curve. I'm not average, but I learned that there's a difference between the word average and normal. probably the average height worldwide is 5'8" containing or something. I don't know what it is, but the average is in the middle somewhere. But 6'3" is average too. 5 foot tall is average too. Just like, you know, probably most people have brown hair, but black hair is, I mean, tall is normal. You know, the ones in between may be average, but there's lots, the ones on the end are normal too. Tall people are normal. Short people are normal. The average is somewhere in between, but we're all normal. Anyway, these programs showed me that I was normal. I wasn't a reprobate. The way I felt every time I was up late and thought and felt guilty about it. I was just, this was my form of normal. Anyway, so I've heard the terms delayed sleep phase, which is the clinical term for night owl, and advanced sleep phase, which is early bird. And I thought, well, I guess I'm delayed. So I thought, okay, well, I'll just let myself stay up late until I naturally fall asleep and then sleep in late, which I was just so grateful I could do because I had this disability insurance and I could live. But then I found that it just kept getting later and later. And once again, I was feeling like a reprobate again. Reprobate. And then I remembered that there was this third thing that they talked about on the Discovery Channel called elongated sleep phase, which means that your sleep phase is longer than a 24-hour day. And I had done experiments on myself thinking, well, what is my time to go to sleep? 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever. And now I started doing experiments on myself. Well, what is my day? I first assumed it was 36 hours. I had read an article that when they put a woman in a cave to study her sleep patterns and her general biological functions, she, in a cave with no cues of light and dark, she shifted into a 42-hour circadian rhythm and didn't even know it. She had no idea. She just felt perfectly normal, but she communicated above. Anyway, so I tried out 36 hours, and that didn't work. What I finally arrived at, that I think I have about a 32-hour, but it's not that simple. It's not consistent. I apparently do respond to the cues of light and dark, and I'll give it away now, that I respond to cues of cold and warm. And I think that when I went to Hawaii, where it is warm, you know, kind of uncomfortably warm about 200 days a year, including at night, it became harder to sleep. And they say that part of the circadian rhythm is when you're ready to sleep, your temperature drops. And my theory is that now that I'm back, now I had to move to slow, it's easier for me to sleep more of the time at night. And it's because it's cooler. But still, I have those nights where it just, you know, that other thing that controls my sleep phase gets control. And I can't make myself, you know, I try to sleep at night. I try to be like other people, but it just, the night comes where I'm awake all night. And you think, oh, I'm up partying or whatever. No, I'm a professional at lying in bed and relaxing. They say you shouldn't freak out, that you're not sleeping, you should relax. I learned to do that, and I found that I was doing that to a fault. I was in sleep studies where they would have you write down the last time, you have a clock right there. Okay. Anyway, to make a long story short, now that I know this, I just obey what I have. I go to sleep when I'm sleepy. I wake up when I'm rested, and I feel so much better. I mean, I was ready to die before, and now I don't want to die. I'm like other people. It's like, oh, I don't want to die. I want to live forever. So I saved my life, and I hope that... I feel guilty that I don't talk about this more because I think I could help other people who are suffering and they don't know it. Thanks.